This is the reading for August 30th. Song of Solomon, chapter 7. The man speaks to the woman. Your feet are beautiful in sandals, you daughter of a prince. Your round thighs are like jewels shaped by an artist. Your navel is like a round drinking cup always filled with wine. Your stomach is like a pile of wheat surrounded with lilies. Your breasts are like two fawns, like twins of a gazelle. Your neck is like an ivory tower. Your eyes are like the pools in Heshbon near the gate of Bath Rabim. Your nose is like the mountain of Lebanon that looks down on Damascus. Your head is like Mount Carmel, and your hair is like purple cloth. The king is captured in its folds. You are beautiful and pleasant, my love. You are full of delights. You are tall like a palm tree, and your breasts are like its bunches of fruit. I said, I will climb up the palm tree and take hold of its fruit. Let your breasts be like bunches of grapes, the smell of your breath like apples, and your mouth like the best wine. The woman speaks to the man. Let this wine go down sweetly for my lover. May it flow gently past the lips and teeth. I belong to my lover, and he desires only me. Come, my lover, let's go out into the country and spend the night in the fields. Let's go early to the vineyards and see if the buds are on the vines. Let's see if the blossoms have already opened and if the pomegranates have bloomed. There I will give you my love. The mandrake flowers give their sweet smell, and all the best fruits are at our gates. I have saved them for you, my lover, the old delights and the new. Isaiah chapter 45. This is what the Lord says to Cyrus, his appointed king. I hold your right hand and will help you defeat nations and take away other kings' power. I will open doors for you so city gates will not stop you. I will go before you and make the mountains flat. I will break down the bronze gates of the cities and cut through their iron bars. I will give you the wealth that is stored away and the hidden riches, so you will know I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by name. I do these things for my servants, the people of Jacob, and for my chosen people, the Israelites. Cyrus, I call you by name, and I give you a title of honor, even though you don't know me. I am the Lord, there is no other God, I am the only God. I will make you strong, even though you don't know me, so that everyone will know there is no other God. From the east to the west, they will know I alone am the Lord. I made the light and the darkness. I bring peace and I cause troubles. I, the Lord, do all these things. Sky above, make victory fall like rain. Clouds, pour down victory. Let the earth receive it, and let salvation grow, and let victory grow with it. I, the Lord, have created it. How terrible it will be for those who argue with the God who made them. They are like a piece of broken pottery among many pieces. The clay does not ask the potter, "What are you doing?" The thing that is made doesn't say to its maker, "You have no hands." How terrible it will be for the child who says to his father, "Why are you giving me life?" How terrible it will be for the child who says to his mother, "Why are you giving birth to me?" This is what the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and its maker says. You ask me about what will happen. You question me about my children. You give me orders about what I have made. I made the earth and all the people living on it. With my own hands, I stretched out the skies and I commanded all the armies in the sky. I will bring Cyrus to do good things and I will make his work easy. He will rebuild my city and set my people free without any payment or reward. The Lord, all-powerful, says this. The Lord says, the goods made in Egypt and Cush and the tall people of Seba will come to you and will become yours. The Sabaeans will walk behind you, coming along in chains. They will bow down before you and pray to you, saying, God is with you and there is no other God. God and Savior of Israel, you are a God that people cannot see. All the people who make idols will be put to great shame. They will go off together in disgrace. But Israel will be saved by the Lord, and that salvation will continue forever. Never again will Israel be put to shame. The Lord created the heavens. He is the God who formed the earth and made it. He did not want it to be empty, but He wanted life on the earth. This is what the Lord says, I am the Lord. There is no other God. I did not speak in secret or hide my words in some dark place. I did not tell the family of Jacob to look for me in empty places. I am the Lord, and I speak the truth. I say what is right. You people have escaped from other nations. Gather together and come before me. Come near together. People who carry idols of wood don't know what they are doing. They pray to a God who cannot save them. Tell these people to come to me. Let them talk about these things together. Who told you long ago that this would happen? Who told about it long ago? I, the Lord, said these things. There is no other God besides me. I am the only good God. I am the Savior. There is no other God. All people everywhere, follow me and be saved. I am God. There is no other God. I will make a promise by my own power, and my promise is true. What I say will not be changed. I promise that everyone will bow before me and will promise to follow me. People will say about me, goodness and power come only from the Lord. Everyone who has been angry with him will come to him and be ashamed. But with the Lord's help, the people of Israel will be found to be good, and they will praise him. Isaiah chapter 46. Bel and Nebo bow down. Their idols are carried by animals. The statues are only heavy loads that must be carried. They only make people tired. These gods will all bow down. They cannot save themselves, but will all be carried away like prisoners. Family of Jacob, listen to me. All you people from Israel who are still alive, listen. I have carried you since you were born. I have taken care of you from your birth. Even when you are old, I will be the same. Even when your hair has turned gray, I will take care of you. I made you and will take care of you. I will carry you and save you. Can you compare me to anyone? No one is equal to me or like me. Some people are rich with gold and weigh their silver on the scales. They hire a goldsmith and he makes it into a god. Then they bow down and worship it. They put it on their shoulders and carry it. They set it in its place and there it stands. It cannot move from its place. People may yell at it, but it cannot answer. It cannot save them from their troubles. Remember this and do not forget it. Think about these things, you who turn against God. Remember what happened long ago. Remember that I am God and there is no other God. I am God and there is no one like me. From the beginning, I told you what would happen in the end. A long time ago, I told you things that have not yet happened. When I plan something, it happens. What I want to do, I will do. I am calling a man from the east to carry out my plan. He will come like a hawk from a country far away. I will make what I have said come true. I will do what I have planned. Listen to me, you stubborn people, who are far from what is right. I will soon do the things that are right. I will bring salvation soon. I will save Jerusalem and bring glory to Israel.
Chapter 4.
We don't become discouraged, since God has given us this ministry through His mercy. Instead, we've refused to use secret and shameful ways. We don't use tricks, and we don't distort God's word. As God watches, we clearly reveal the truth to everyone. This is our letter of recommendation.
So if the good news that we tell others is covered with a veil, it is hidden from those who are dying. The God of this world has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. As a result, they don't see the light of the good news about Christ's glory. It is Christ who is God's image. Our message is not about ourselves. It is about Jesus Christ as the Lord. We are your servants for His sake. We are His servants because the same God who said that light should shine out of darkness has given us light. For that reason, we bring to light the knowledge about God's glory which shines from Christ's face. Our bodies are made of clay, yet we have the treasure of the good news in them. This shows that the superior power of this treasure belongs to God and doesn't come from us. In every way, we're troubled, but we aren't crushed by our troubles. We're frustrated, but we don't give up. We're persecuted, but we're not abandoned. We're captured, but we're not killed. We always carry around the death of Jesus in our bodies so that the life of Jesus is also shown in our bodies. While we are alive, we are constantly handed over to death for Jesus' sake so that the life of Jesus is also shown in our mortal nature. Death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. The following is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We have that same spirit of faith. We also believe, Therefore, we also speak. We know that the one who brought the Lord Jesus back to life will also bring us back to life through Jesus. He will present us to God together with you. All this is for your sake, so that as God's kindness overflows in the lives of many people, it will produce even more thanksgiving to the glory of God. That is why we are not discouraged. Though outwardly we are wearing out, inwardly we are renewed day by day. Our suffering is light and temporary, and is producing for us an eternal glory that is greater than anything we can imagine. We don't look for things that can be seen, but for things that can't be seen. Things that can be seen are only temporary, but things that can't be seen last forever.